Let's learn a little bit more about the background of Jose Padilla. He's on trial in a Miami court, accused of providing material support to Al-Qaeda. Padilla is usually described as a former Chicago gang member, but it was actually in South Florida where his conversion to Islam took place. He learned Arabic and how to read the Quran at one mosque, and he was introduced to a stricter form of Islam in another. NPR's Dina Temple-Rasted visited both mosques.
Jose Padilla arrived at Darul-Uloom Mosque in 1992, eager to learn Arabic and study the Quran. He had just been released from prison and wanted to convert. And he told his teacher, Shafiat Muhammad, that he hoped it would help him straighten out his life.
I remember I taught him once to read Arabic, etc. I had selected him to come up and recite what he learned. I considered it something of success to see him learn and come and participate. It was so nice to see a young convert guy come in learning Arabic. It was very impressive.
The Darul-Uloom Mosque shares space in a one-story converted supermarket with the Poole Bethesda Christian Center. Christians file to the left side of the building and Muslims enter to the right. Muhammad says the mosque welcomes Muslims and non-Muslims, and he makes a point of keeping politics out of his sermons. He says Padilla left Darul-Uloom Mosque in the late 1990s.
Maybe where he went to after he left here, with whomsoever he was affiliated with, then maybe that's where that whole syndrome took place in him having to leave and go away to different places. And here it was just like a primary school level for him.
His Islamic education continued at Masjid El Iman, a one-story building in a lower-income neighborhood of Fort Lauderdale. The mosque is considered conservative. The FBI says a previous imam had ties to a group accused of financing terrorism. Padilla met one of the men with whom he's on trial, Adam Hassoun, at El Iman. Prosecutors say Hassoun helped recruit Padilla into Al-Qaeda. Safian Sarkut, a member of the mosque, is a friend of Hassoun's. He says the terrorism charges are flat wrong.
He's very, very, very nice guy, and he doesn't deserve what he went through and what he's going through. The jury been brainwashed against just the look of Adham and Padilla.
Sarkut said outsiders are too quick to link conservative mosques, like Al Iman, to terrorism. He says there's no definitive way to predict whether a mosque will inspire violence. Padilla may have attended Masjid El Iman, but he started at the more permissive Darul-Uloom. Two of the 9/11 hijackers prayed at Darul-Uloom when they were living in Hollywood, Florida. Altif Ali is the head of the Council of American Islamic Relations in South Florida. He says that because mosques can be so easily stereotyped, local Muslims have become suspicious of new arrivals.
Muslims are starting to look at a newcomer with different eyes, because people are starting to wonder, would this be another person who will do something that will paint the whole community with a broad brush? I think there's a lot of fear. I think there's a lot of fear within our community with being associated with a certain place of worship because of the negativity that's associated now with certain places.
Members at Al Iman say attendance has dropped off, especially since the Padilla trial started last month. Prosecutors say Padilla and his co-defendants used Al Iman Mosque to plan their jihad, and the mosque provided some of their financing. Defense attorneys say the government is confusing the men's desire to help oppressed Muslims with violence against the United States. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.